latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
All right, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, disgraced movie mogul and newly convicted felon Harvey Weinstein has added a new member to his entourage. He hired a prison consultant, Rothfeld. Now, Rothfeld is going to help Weinstein understand what he calls the journey, the passage from living an ordinary life to living behind bars.
Boy, heck, how quick life changes. Isn't that amazing? When you think about that, just think about it.
And the way they describe it, you know, the passage from living an ordinary life. Okay, he hardly led an ordinary life,
right? I think so, yeah.
I mean, man, but Rothfeld.
If that's ordinary, we are way, way behind.
No doubt. He's going to help him, facilitate his temporary stay at Bellevue Hospital instead of heading to prison. And then after a small open heart procedure on Wednesday, he is heading to Rikers Island. Initially, Weinstein will stay in the prison's infirmary. Well, sources tell Us Weekly that Prince Harry is not pleased with how he walked out on his family, especially his grandma, Queen Elizabeth. He feels terrible about hurting his grandmother, who he adores, friends say, but he had to put his wife first. End of story. And the source also claims he misses nights out with his boys, polo matches, and rugby after heading to Canada with Meghan Markle. And he's been really craving a decent pint of beer.
Uh-huh.
So there's that.
Well, you can't. Wait a minute. Hold on. You know what I'm craving?
A hard-boiled egg. Anyone who listens at all knew exactly what that was. That's the sad part of the story. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you don't really think of stars being insecure, do you? But friends say Chris Pratt was just not feeling like his best self during his first marriage to Anna Faris.
He wasn't feeling...
They say he was really insecure about himself. He never felt good enough for Anna. Mm-hmm. And then when their relationship started to go south, he was just really angry and didn't like who he was. But friends say that all changed when he and Anna split up, and then he later got together with Katherine Schwarzenegger. They say Katherine has just completely changed him. He has a much healthier self-image. He's more laid back, and he's just really happy. So, how nice.
Well, it's good.
Well, Lady Gaga's Chromatica Ball, her six-city summer stadium tour, is going to kick off July 24th in Paris. The tour is then going to hit London July 30th, Boston August 5th, Toronto August 19th, Chicago August 14th, and East Rutherford, New Jersey on August 19th.
Cool.
Very cool. Well, this weekend at the box office, Pixar is back with a new animated feature, Onward, which features two teenage elf brothers who embark on a quest to discover there's still a little magic left out there. And Chris Pratt, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Olivia Spencer, and Tom Holland are among the voices in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
In the way back, and we've talked a lot about this one as Ben Affleck has been on the, you know, publicity trail.
Right.
He stars as a former basketball phenom who walked away from the game before he made it big. Years later, though, he gets another chance at redemption coaching a high school team.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be a good one.
Probably.
In a seven stages to achieve eternal bliss, a young couple's L.A. home becomes a place where strangers show up to commit suicide. And meanwhile, the home's residents are unable to move and they have to deal with the unorthodox situation.
Boy, that sounds weird.
A different plot.
Mm-hmm.
A period drama, First Cow. A loner finds unexpected friendship with a Chinese immigrant fortune seeker in the Pacific Northwest. Okay,
right.
Today is National Unplugging Day.
National Unplugging Day.
So you're supposed to unplug from social media, electronics, and TV.
Gee, I celebrate that pretty much most of my
focus
life.
Focus on family and friends. That is such a good thing to do, too. Really is.
Okay.
Let's see. And who's celebrating a birthday?
I don't know. Who?
Kiki D.
Okay, well, I did. Now, I'll tell you why. I'll come clean. I did know that because earlier you mentioned... Do you have Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Kiki D? And I said, yes, I do. However,
he corrected me.
It's Kiki D and Elton John.
There we go. I had no idea.
All right.
Can you tell he's been a DJ for a really long time?
Since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Kiki D has got to be, I don't know.
It's a great song, nonetheless.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Kiki D is 70.
73. Pretty
73,
close.
73, okay.
How about David Gilmour?
Okay. Might as well stay in the 70s. That's from Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think you're going to know everybody today. That's the amazing thing.
This guy is 75.
74. Good okay. job. And Tom Arnold.
And Tom Arnold's birthday, too. I know all three of these people.
I know. It's, I was just saying.
What is going on?
Whew. You are outdoing yourself today.
60. Three.
61.
All right. Very good.